football fans, and welcome to the CBFA podcast with your hosts, James Parks and Cole Fortner.
Yeah, I guess let's just jump right into it. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Joining me is Cole and Kevin, and we are into the finals now. We've got the finals coming up this Saturday, city finals, and we had some pretty good football games in the lead up in the semifinals this past Saturday.
Yeah, it was a bit of a cold and chilly day, but we got through everything and didn't really have too much snow, so couldn't complain.
Not as bad as Monday.
Right?
It was mostly just the wind, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thankful to be out of the wind.
Yeah, I could actually see the numbers on the field.
That's always fun, yeah, for these old tired eyes. So in the Div 2 semifinals, the Colts took on the Eagles, and the Eagles came away with a 28-8 victory.
They played an excellent game. I mean, Colts were really good on defense, but the Eagles they came to play, and they played, like, really well.
I don't think that score is indicative of that game, to be honest.
It was definitely not lopsided. Like, it was fairly close, but the Eagles just, you know, in terms of scoring, just had that slight edge. But both teams played really well. I mean,
it wasn't even that, because if you get rid of, like, really and truly, like, it was a defensive battle through and through. Neither offense scored until the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter. The only reason that game was in favor of the Eagles was because the Colts threw two pick sixes.
Yeah.
And they threw, I think, four interceptions, like, in that span of throwing, including the two pick sixes.
Yeah, I counted four interceptions. And then, yeah, two pick sixes by the same guy.
Yeah. That alone, like, if hypothetically they don't throw those two pick sixes, like, that's a much different game with, like, how it's played late on. You know, do they throw the ball as much as they do? Do they run it more and try to kill at the clock? I mean, maybe get an overtime. Who knows? I don't think. Like, yes, don't get me wrong, the Eagles deserve that win. Like, they played fantastic. Both defenses played fantastic in that game. It was a defensive battle through and through. Offenses couldn't get anything going. But, I don't know. To me, it was, yes, you see a 28-8 scoreline, but it's not indicative of what happened at all.
Yeah.
In the other Div 2 semifinal, the Bulldogs came away against the Lions with a 45-16 victory. So the Bulldogs will be taking on the Eagles in the Div 2 finals.
That should be a great game. Like, they had a really good game during the regular season. So that could be a really fun game to watch.
Yeah, Bulldogs, I don't remember much of that game, to be honest. I do know that I was cart guy for injuries. And we actually got a shout out from one of the players on the Lions who ended up getting injured. I think I distracted him while he was being looked at by the trainers, and he went, "Hey, you're the podcast guy."
Nice.
And I think it distracted him enough from being in pain while he was being looked at for, like, the 2 minutes or whatever.
Whatever helps, I suppose.
Honestly.
Hey.
But yeah, like, that...
We hope for a speedy recovery, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that game, like, it was actually quite close to start. Like, Lions were pretty evenly matched, but I think the Bulldogs just kind of ran away. They stepped up. And, yeah, I mean, like, three touchdowns by the guy I feel like we're mentioning every week for the Bulldogs, Wentz Nkeongo. Like, he is just, like, I can't, like, he's always running the ball. I'm always seeing number 34. So he's been a big part of that Bulldogs offense.
Yeah, he's definitely one of, if not their biggest threat
for sure. Offense. A real workhorse. All right. And in the Division One semifinals, in the first Division One semifinal, the Raiders took on the Wildcats. And this one looked like it was going to be Raiders until Ronan Thompson went down with an injury. And the Wildcats were able to come back and score late to take a 14-10 victory.
It's very low scoring. Like, I mean, those were two really good teams, but like losing Ronan Thompson, that
hurt the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a stellar all season. I mean, I hope Ronan's definitely okay, and because I know he's probably going to be, you know, going to like select or whatever. But like, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, like he's definitely one of, if not the best quarterbacks in the league that we have by far. And yeah, it definitely ended up costing the Raiders. And you could tell us like their offense like struggled hard after he went out, and it didn't help the fact that the Wildcats ended up scoring late as well to take that 4-point lead away from the Raiders. Because the Raiders were up by four for the longest time. And yeah, I think if Thompson's healthy, then he might be able to help lead his team back on a late drive. But
that was the sense I had in that game, is that their offense started to sputter without him.
Yeah.
I thought their defense did a really solid job of holding back the Wildcats as long as they did.
Mm.
But
and again, that one was also just a very defensive, heavy game.
Yeah. What actually turned the game was a special teams play. It was that high snap over the punter's head.
Yes.
And that gave the Wildcats a really short field right at like late in the game.
So yeah, I called that one the TSN turning point on the sideline.
That's right. No trademark though.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. The CBFA turning point.
There we go. We'll trademark that one.
Yeah.
And in the other Division One semifinal, the Stampeders took on the Cowboys, and the Cowboys came away with a 24-1 victory. So it'll be the Cowboys taking on the Wildcats this Saturday for the Division One championship.
I don't remember much of that game, to be honest.
I feel like, you know, it's pretty rare to have just 1 point. Like, I feel like it's more common that we have zero instead of one, because that, I'm assuming that would just be the Rouge.
It is.
So, I mean, I think I'm in, like, Stampeders seem to be one of the teams that, like, to hold the Cowboys just to 24 has got to be quite the accomplishment with how dangerous the Cowboys' offense has been all season.
Oh, and they did it two games in a row, right? They matched up against them in the season and lost 24-0. But in both games, I thought the Stampeders' defense played well, and they did what they could to slow down that really potent, multifaceted Cowboys offense. What did Grant call it last week? The not a 1-2 punch, but a 1-2-3-4-5-6 punch, right?
Yeah.
They're going to break through eventually. They're just that good. So, kudos to the Stampeders for holding them back, holding the Cowboys back as much as they did. But in the end, the Cowboys are just too much for everyone this year so far. We'll see what the Wildcats can do. This will be their first matchup.
I think as well, like, the Stampeder players are going to be returning next year. Like, they can take a lot from the latter half of the season, and especially that game against the Cowboys, because like they were one of the few, like them, the Bulldogs and the Eagles, to me, were the best teams in the second half, like aside from, you know, the top Cowboys, Wildcats type thing.
Right.
Compared to the start of the season and compared to the back half of the season, those three teams stood out. Like, they were on the rise throughout the back half.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. And so the Eagles and the Bulldogs will be taking on each other in the Div 2 final. And that is a rematch of a game in Week 5 that the Bulldogs won 25-22.
Yeah, so, that was, I remember... that game, and it was a really good game, like very close, right back and forth. So we should be getting a really good matchup. Like, I think all three of these matchups are really good. I mean, like Chiefs and Mavericks, like obviously that's their first meeting, but I think they've done really like well. I mean, the Chiefs their record doesn't show it, but I think they've had a lot of good moments. So I think that could be a good game as well.
I think, like, really, actually, you have to look at all three of them. Like, they're all going to be like championship games. Yes, the Div 3 one isn't worth necessarily as much as the Div 1 to us, but to those players, to those teams, like, it means a lot.
Absolutely. There's a trophy involved.
Yeah. They should all, I think all three of those games should be really actually good. And I think this actually might be our best week of the season, which you'd hope for being the finals.
For sure. The way that the lineups or the matchups are set in the playoffs, it lends to leading to these balanced finals.
Yeah.
We've got 1 point difference between the Cowboys and the Wildcats in the standings this year. The Bulldogs and the Eagles, they battled to a near tie. And the Chiefs and the Mavericks have, I think they've both got, a couple of victories. The Mavericks might have one more, but it was so early in the season. It's a long, long time ago. They're pretty well matched. Each of these matchups is going to be very exciting to watch.
I mean, like we say that it balances out through the playoffs to become more even matches, but we have had instances where any one of the three ends up being an absolute blowout. Like, we can't predict.
It's true.
We're going to predict, but we can't foresee the actual full outcome. And I think, like, compared to last year, from what I remember, like, these matchups are a lot more even through all three divisions.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think the only one really last year that was like the most even heading into the final was Raiders Cowboys.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that final wasn't very close.
I
don't remember how close it was. That's the issue.
Yeah, I think it was, if it was more than one score, it was maybe only two. And I don't think they ran away with it.
I don't remember now.
My memory is about as good as my predictions. So don't rely
do
on it.
Do you want to do those now? Or?
Yeah, sure. Let's
it's a good segue.
Let's make some notes here. Let's get the predictions underway.
I got a notepad. I'm ready. So Kevin, you're new to this. Why don't you start us off with predictions? What do you think the final scoreline for all three games is going to be?
Well, for the Chiefs Mavericks, I'm going to say 40-24 for the Chiefs.
40-24?
I don't know. I think the Chiefs might just come out swinging. I don't know.
All right.
Well, I'll guess next. I'm going to guess a 32-28 victory for the Chiefs.
That's probably more realistic than mine, but, you know.
I haven't done my math that I usually do. Let's see. I say 17-16 Chiefs.
Ooh, real close one. It will be funny if the Mavericks win. We're all wrong, but the Chiefs win.
I mean, yeah, hey, we're not writing it in stone. Like, it's no. You know, I think we do for fun for city finals every year.
I'm just surprised that, as terrible as my guesses are, you guys are agreeing with me that the Chiefs are going to win. So, sorry, Chiefs. I hope you're prepared. The Mavericks are coming at
no
you.
No pressure.
Yeah, we're putting a little fuel in the fire, basically, for the Mavericks right now.
Right, a little. Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. If the Mavericks win, I also won't be surprised.
Well, no. I think that's I wouldn't say like a coin toss, but it is kind of just like either team could win that.
Well, yeah, I'm going with what I'm going with, just due to the fact that it's going to be two touchdowns aside. with like a missed field goal or a missed convert and from each way and maybe a rouge type thing. I don't know.
It's the overtime rouge.
Oh God. No, okay. Could you even kick it overtime? Right. Oh, yeah, I guess you could kick an overtime.
Yeah, for sure. So moving on to Division Two. Kevin, what do you figure?
Man, this is another one that's just, I'm not sure. Like, I'm going to say that it's going to be 20-16 for the Eagles.
Ooh, a low scoring affair. I think it's going to be, oh man, so difficult. I'm going to say 24-20 for the Bulldogs.
26-24 Eagles.
Interesting.
We're all pretty close on that one. We all think it's...
Yeah. It's going to be a
one. It's going to be a close game. Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a close one.
And just so the listeners at home know, we are not betting on any of this.
No. I don't gamble, so...
Well, no, it's no not wagers. Legal in this province. We are that, not in Ontario. It. Okay, and the Division One final, Wildcats at Cowboys. Kevin.
I think before the playoffs even started, I predicted that would be the final in Div 1. I mean, it's, you know, I feel like most people would have thought that. I don't remember what I predicted for the scoring. Let me just quickly, because I think I did my own little kind of bracket. And so let me see. What I thought, hang on.
Are you telling us that this is a preseason prognostication?
The pre-postseason prognostication.
Pre-postseason. I predicted 44-36 for the Wildcats.
Wow. You really think the Cowboys defense will give up 44 points?
Yeah, I mean, looking back, it's probably a little high scoring. But I don't know, maybe both offenses will just be, it'll be an offensive battle. I don't know.
Hard to say. I think the defenses need a little more credit. So
defenses. I'm not saying they're not.
I'm going to go with 24-22 Cowboys.
That's probably more realistic.
I don't know what I want to do.
You're on the spot now.
See, the math says 27-21 for the Cowboys, but I don't like that math.
Go with your gut. That's what I've been doing.
I do think the Cowboys will take it.
I think the Wildcats could, maybe, I don't know.
Cowboys will have 24. Wildcats will have... Let's go 24-21 Cowboys. Oh, I'm going to be wrong, but I think you might be right on that one, James.
We'll see.
We will see.
It's like one single point.
Also, we have, I've sent out to all six coaches and managers touchdown song requests. We're bringing that back for the finals this year.
Oh, nice.
Only have had three teams respond so far, the Chiefs, the Mavericks, and the Cowboys. So Eagles, Bulldogs, and Wildcats, if you're listening, you got till Friday evening.
Get your picks in.
I won't be doing those games because I'm doing the Pee-wee stuff. So
if the Eagles and Bulldogs don't get their picks in, well, then Grant Pollock will be picking their songs. And if the Wildcats don't get their information in to me, by that point in time, I will be picking their song, and who knows, you could be getting the Benny Hill theme.
Or some random Taylor Swift, who knows.
Oh, God.
I think Benny Hill works better.
I don't know, Taylor Swift's pretty popular these days.
Yes, yeah, just because Taylor Swift, just because Tay-Tay owns the NFL.
Yeah. You turn right into an NFL broadcast and all you see is some blonde lady in the stands.
Yeah, the Chiefs lost this week because Taylor Swift was in Denver. So,
would you go to Denver? I'm just saying.
No, because I live in Calgary already.
Yeah, exactly. It's same thing, only American with guns. Yeah. So yeah, other than football, I wanted to mention the improvement in fan behavior that we've seen. There's still, you know, some instances. I think Bill had to tell somebody to sit down or leave if they didn't stop yelling at the bench. But other than that, you know, the usual characters that we hear about were on their best behavior, and we really appreciated that. So everyone had a good time, enjoyed some great football. I think the only disappointment was for those teams that came out on the losing end. Even though they had really good seasons, they're now done for the year. So that's you know, always gonna, you know, be a gut punch for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it hurts to lose in the playoffs. I've been on both ends of that.
Yeah.
Hoping to not be on the losing end again in the playoffs this year. Yeah, no, I know the emotions that you go through on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why we all love this game so much, right? There's the roller coaster of emotions, and what did they say in the old ABC theme? The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. It still rings true every season. So on that note, we're going to call this one early because there's not all that much to talk about this week. We've pared it down to the final three matchups. They're going on this weekend. Scholdice Park, Hellard Field, Division 3 final between the Chiefs and the Mavericks, kicking off at 10 a.m. Division 2 final between the Eagles and the Bulldogs, that kicks off at noon. And, of course, the pièce de résistance, the Division 1 Calgary City Championship game. Cowboys looking to defend their championship and move on to the provincial playoffs.
Where they can defend that championship.
And that game kicks off at 2 p.m. So don't forget to bring some cash and buy your 50-50 tickets while you're at the park and support our selects, who will be getting underway in their first tryouts the day after the city finals. Sunday, November 5th is the first practice. Okay, we will gather once more after the finals are done. Until then, take care, stay warm, and cheer your favorite team on down at Scholdice Park this Saturday.
Go football.
The CBFA podcast is brought to you by longtime Players of the Game sponsor, Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Check out their selection of new and used vehicles online at www.wolfcadillaccalgary.com or in person at 1720 Barlow Trail Southwest. And game day wouldn't be the same if not for Superfan Snacks. They're located near the plaza area of Scholdice Park. Superfan Snacks proudly supports minor football at every level. Find them on Facebook. Thank you for listening.